The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, music, interviews, and much, much more. Now, welcome your host, Smiley J.
All right. It's nice to be cheered on. Make sure you cheer each other on. Hey guys, it's your girl Smiley J. Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone. I am your host. I will be with you each and every week, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on where you are. Just make sure you check me out according to your time zone. How's everybody? I hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful work week. You know, a lot of you guys, you know, are you guys working at home? Or are you out in the streets? You know, I know different industries have different rules. But hopefully you guys are staying safe, wherever you working remotely or you out in those streets or wherever you may be. Hope you're being safe. Also, what you guys listening to? I want to know what you're listening to. I'm curious. I want to know what's in your playlist, especially if it's an independent artist. Hit me up. Let me know. Well, I'm super excited about today's show. Oh my God, we're going to have so much fun. But before we get into today's guest, I want to have me a little information segment. You know, news and information you can use, because it's all about sharing and sharing information and exchanging information. And also, you know, keep your ears to the street. And if it's something that I should know about, let me know. You know, you guys are my eyes and ears, so I'm going to entrust you to help me out. And as Wendy say, but I'm not Wendy, I'm Smiley. You guys are my co-hosts because I need you. Now, for today's information segment, you might want to grab a pen or, I don't know, just hit playback, you know. There are several organizations and foundations that provide financial assistance to artists. Now, I don't know if you guys know, there are plenty out there. So no need to be shy. This COVID situation has caused a lot of havoc in our lives financially. A lot of folks have lost people. So, you know, it's challenging. These are challenging times for all of us. So to all my musicians and artist friends out there, you know, if you are in need of any type of support, financial support, tap into some of those resources out there. I'm going to highlight just two today for the sake of time. We have the Musicians Foundation. By the way, they're supported by numerous organizations. They have corporate patrons and who make nice, sizable donations. Also, we have Music Cares. Music Cares is another foundation that has provided more than $60 million in health and financial and rehabilitation resources to artists and musicians. Now, some of the Musicians Foundation partners include Jazz Foundation, Actors Fund of America. I mean, and it's a pretty long laundry list. So to all of you guys out there listening, if you need any assistance, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Reach out to those organizations. They're there to help. And by the way, just so you know, that they treat each case with integrity and confidentiality. That's what we need. We don't need our business in the street. We just need some help. So they do have business integrity there. So as I mentioned, don't be shy. Now, I want to know, to all my artists out there, which distribution service do you use? Which one is the best? I don't know, but you know, there's a report out for that has a list of the top 10 distribution services. You know, as we know, those big record label monopolies, they are kind of like a thing of the past. They kind of being out of the picture. And they have been replaced with these distribution services. So the top 10, I'm not going to go through all 10, but I'm going to go through, give you the first two. Now, CD Baby came in first in the top 10, followed by DistroKid. Now, you ain't heard it from me, but some artists have reported having a very bad experience with CD Baby, you know, especially since the, you know, since that owner sold the company some years back. So tell me what you think. Do you guys like CD Baby, DistroKid versus, you know, some of the other ones, TuneCore? I want to hear from you. Little backstory on the CD Baby's owner. He did sell the company a few years back. He sold it to a charity company. But he said that he just wanted to live a simpler life. I mean, this guy's like a billionaire and he had like eons of money. But you know what he said? He said having too much money is harmful and it throws off your perspective. Interesting. Well, anyway, he traded his Mac mansion for a condo by the water. Very interesting. So tell me your thoughts. Do you think having too much money make you lose perspective? Question of the day. Let me know your thoughts. Now, CD Baby, they have some nice stats and some very nice stats. They are home to more than 650,000 artists and 9 million tracks that are made available to over 100 digital services and platforms around the globe. Maybe that's why they're at the top of the list. I don't know. You know, I say if it works, you know, if it works for you, no matter what, you know, I'm not advocating any distribution service over the other. I just want to know your thoughts and who you're using. So moving on, let me switch up things a little bit because this guy is coming up. It's coming up on the show today. He has a lot of energy. You know what? As a matter of fact, let me just go ahead and talk about this young man. Let me switch music. Wait a minute. There we go. I need a little energy for this young Energizer Bunny. He goes by the name of Mr. Vashon. Mr. Vashon is a multi-talented artist. He's a DJ, a musician, and a producer. He was raised in Philly. That's where he grew up. But he continues to touch the lives of many, many people. And he continues to gain fans through his music, you know, being a DJ and all, and not bad on the eyes of ladies. So, you know, his fan base is large and is growing. Now, Vashon has made it his duty to share his love for house music, dance music, and R&B to audience and listeners all over. So shout out to all my house music heads and be more folks. We're going to bring on Mr. I think I should call him Mr. because that's in his title. Let's go ahead and bring on Mr. Vashon. Clap it up, y'all. Clap it up wherever you are right now. Clap it up. Help me clap. Come on, Mr. Vashon. So, welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone, Mr. Vashon. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And first, I want to congratulate you on your new project, Sage, which, by the way, it is hot to death through and through. My kind of music. When I say to y'all, my listening audience, you will not be able to sit still when you hear this music. You either gonna nod your head, bust a move, or you gonna be doing some toe tapping and finger snaps. I promise you. And if you don't, there must be some kind of medical condition. It's all right. That's all right. So let Thank me just you. Say this. You know, I just gotta say, like I said, I love everything about it. It's what I call, free spirit groove music. You know, I just kind of gave it my own little touch because I really enjoy listening to, I mean, like every song on the project. I can't really say which is my favorite. Cause they all kind of have a different feel, but you know, is it Naja Baby?
Yeah, Naja Babe.
Yeah. I like that one. So was this project as fun making as it was listening to?
Yeah, it was probably more fun making it than listening for me. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun making it.
Yeah, I mean,
For
because
sure.
it's a feel good. I mean, you can get your workout on. You can do a lot with this project. It's just if you
Yeah.
this is one of these. You look, this needs to go in your playlist, guys. I promise you, because this is one of these. This project is when you having a moment. Just hit this playlist. You won't. It's gonna take you to a whole nother zone. I promise you.
Then that was the whole goal.
Well, you know what? Mission accomplished.
That.
Now, the title. Now, you know, sage is a herb that, you
Yeah.
know, is used for many different, you know, purposes, medical and spiritual purposes. What's the story behind the title?
So, before I put the album Sage out, I had two EPs that I put out. The first one was Mint, and the second one was Honey. So I was kind of staying in the family of flavors and kind of taste sense, that whole type of thing. And Sage is the one that just kind of, felt right for the name of the album. And even as things progress, when I initially pick things, I don't know how they're gonna naturally connect, because everything just kind of comes and I don't really try to put too much thought. I just kind of let it flow. So when the names come and the ideas and all of that, it just comes like that. But when you look back, people use Sage to kind of, get rid of bad vibes and kind of bring in the new vibes. And, and that's kind of like a testament to what the album is. If it's a bad vibe, should put this on and it should get rid of those bad vibes that you may be having.
Okay, well, you know what? I can give my testimony because I promise you, when I put it on, I was moving and grooving. Yes, I was, and you will be too. So, yeah, that's what's up. So thank you for that backstory. Now you were raised in Philly. So we know that Philly is like the music hub. You know, just a lot of great talent out of Philly. It's like way too many to name, but I'm gonna name a few. First up is Mr. Vashon, yes, of course. Jilly, Bilal, Stanley Clark. Music Soul Child, is he from Philly?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. And of course, Gamble and Huff. You know, shout out to them for developing
The
that whole
legends.
Philly soul music sound. So I have a silly question, but you know, I'm gonna ask. Now, does Philly listen to a lot of house music?
Younger me, I'm not sure. I will say that growing up, I heard a lot of the Baltimore club music. So Philly is really heavy on the club music that I've experienced. So when I was in middle school, when I was in high school, club music was a thing. When you go to block parties, they're playing a lot of the club music, and the kids are battling, dance battling, and the Baltimore club music is really heavy in Philly. I'm not sure so much as house music is, but definitely the club music is pretty heavy out there.
So, you know, so being raised in Philly, you gotta, you know, you kind of grabbed a little bit of different various music styles, you know, and kind of incorporated into your own thing.
So I went to a music high school in Philadelphia called Girard Academic Music Program. And when I was there, I played in the orchestra, I played in the concert band, and in the jazz band. So, weekly, I'm just doing so many different things, different dynamics of music. They even made everybody sing. So we had to sing all types of show tunes, classical tunes, songs in other languages, all types
Oh
of
my
different
gosh.
things. So, it really is just like a melting pot. You just kind of just pick up different things from different genres and just kind of roll with the punches.
Yeah, so you have a good solid musical background, especially, growing up around the music and going to the School of the Arts. And then you also attended Morgan, where you also was in the jazz band.
Yeah, I was. The funny thing is, when I went to Morgan, I majored in finance. So I had my bachelor's degree in finance, but because I went to a music high school, I knew that I didn't necessarily want to go for music because I was already performing and gigging and stuff like that. I didn't truly see the real benefit, especially as a keyboard keyboardist, you know, it's not like it's a marching band instrument or something like that. And you know, a lot of schools are, you know, classically based. So that's not really the lane I was going to go in. So I said, I need to find a school that's going to have a jazz band and jazz combo that I can be involved in that's, you know, of somewhat of a quality. And Morgan was the best fit for me.
Wonderful.
And, I reached out to the band director, had an audition, and, you know,
You knocked that audition out the park, right?
Yeah. But it was, you know, it was pretty chill because I did it during like the orientation as a freshman and school wasn't in session yet. So we just kind of went over a couple tunes and, you know, that was it. But, you know, you couldn't tell me anything. I was so young and excited. I would just tell everybody I'm a keyboard player. And if you need a keyboard player, make sure you call me.
That's what's up. You market yourself. That's right. You know, you're a finance major, you know. So look, shout out to Baltimore and, you know, Baltimore is known for house music. So shout out to all my house heads in Baltimore and the DJs and all the olds. Cause I'm a little older. So I was hanging out in Baltimore in the old days with so I want to shout out the old school, house heads. And, so I know also while you was in Morgan, you did something that was really unique. What was that you did known for? Was it human beatbox? What was it?
Oh, I did the talk box.
Talk box, yes.
The talk box, yeah. The you know, Zapp and Roger, Computer Love.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was that's one of the things a lot of people like seeing me do when I perform.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said earlier, I love every single song. Now, I know this is not a fair question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Do you have a favorite song on your project?
You know, I think Real, the song, no, not Real, Nasty. Nasty was actually one of my favorites. Because on that song, I was able to have a lot of different elements where I had one of my friends singing on there. I was able to take a solo in the middle of it, and I had one of my friends also play saxophone on there as well. And that, you know, I just felt it was so groovy. That was probably one of my favorite songs on there.
Well, you know what? That's good because that's one of the songs I'm gonna feature that song on today's show. But I gotta be honest that it was really hard for me to choose a song for today's show because for me, I'm such a free spirit and I just love all music. And because I'm a free spirit, I initially was gonna feature the song Free. You know, I was gonna send that out to all the rigid and uptight and reserved people, you know, just let them know that, you know, you can loosen up a little bit and be free. Be free.
And the funny thing about the song Be Free is I obviously made it all, you know, before the album came out, but you know, even the time of when it was coming out in July and all the things that were going on and people getting killed by the police and the stuff that we were all dealing with. And everybody, you know, all I would see is people would just be like, man, we just, you know, want to be free and have the freedom and be able to freely move and think and talk and do what everybody else does without having to be scared, you know? And it's crazy that was the first song on the album. So, you know, I definitely didn't plan it like that. But like I said, sometimes I just kind of just go with the flow and let things, you know, end up where they're going to end up. And, you know, it's just
and you
crazy
know what?
To look back.
And the universe worked it out. I mean, it just happened the way it was supposed to happen. You know, the timing, and it's a feel good song. And, you know, be free. That's what we want. Yeah. We just want to be free and have the same, you know, the same ability to move about and equal justice and all that. I don't want to make it you know, political, but you know, it's
right.
I mean, you can
look at it a couple different ways. You can look at it a couple different ways. You know, definitely be free, loosen up, you know, enjoy yourself, you know, let your hair down.
That's right. Now I got to talk about this big, beautiful billboard that's in Baltimore. I saw of you. I was actually with another artist friend of mine, about a week or so ago, and we saw that, you know, she wanted me to take a picture of her standing under the billboard. You probably know exactly who I'm talking about, Miss Karen Lynette. Mm-hmm. And I just took the picture, you know, and then when I got back home, like a couple of days later, I was like, wait a minute, because Vershawn is not really a common name.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. I think I have his music. And I went and looked. I said, this is one and the same. So you see how everything works itself out?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And that's a really nice billboard. I mean, Baltimore is loving you. You know, they have embraced you, huh?
Yeah, they have. Baltimore has actually been a huge, huge musical influence for me personally, on all aspects of music that I'm involved in. So definitely have to give a huge shout out to Baltimore.
Yes, yes. And BMO have like some of the best musicians and vocalists in world. For sure. I mean, a lot of talent in Baltimore. So shout out to all my Baltimore musicians and artists. I can't do a roll call because somebody's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, yeah. Don't even do it.
I'm not going to do it. Now, Mr. Rashawn, let me ask you this. What's right now, what's the last song you listen to?
The last song that I listened to. Let me see. So that's a tough question. All right. I'll say that today's Sunday. So every Sunday I listen to The Blood. It's a hymnal, but it's done by a frontline brass band in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And that was the last song that I pulled up today.
Okay. There you
and
go.
I don't know. It's just something about when the brass and the trombones come in on Sundays when they're playing that hymn, you know,
it's a different feel, huh?
Yeah. It's a different feel.
Yeah.
It's a different feel. So that was one of the last songs that I listened to today that I pulled up.
Okay. Okay. So I know that with like, you know, a lot of this COVID-19 is kind of putting a damper on a lot of things, but do you have anything coming up like for 2021? Any promotional?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know, you know, 2020 was really supposed to, you know, be a big thing for me. I was supposed to perform at Artscape this year. DJ set, which is why the billboard is right where Artscape was, you know, all set up and planned out. But yeah, I also plan on putting a video out soon for one of the songs on the album. So you just have to tune in and see what video that's going to be.
Okay.
And yeah, I probably do like a small, mini DJ set or performance, video in the near future as well. So those are kind of the things that I have in mind.
Okay, cool. So, you know, just you know, keep in touch and listen, because 2020 has been very hard on artists, you guys be sure to download Mr. Rashawn's music. And also, like I said, I was going to feature Free, but you know, I'm going to play Nasty because, you know, we all can get a little nasty when we need to be.
So I have a question for you. So,
yes.
Outside of Free and Nasty, what do you think would be a third runner up for you?
See, that's not fair, because I'm like, I like every song. I do. Now, you know, cause I like island music, but Naja Babe kind of, something about that song just resonated with me.
Yeah.
You might get it. You ask somebody else, you might get something different. But like I said, every song has a different feel. But Naja Babe is, I really dig that.
I
can say
Naja Babe is the third runner.
Okay.
Third runner.
Okay.
Up.
Yes.
I'm cool with that.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also do want to give a special shout out to Baltimore though, because, when I see the house music come on in Baltimore, I mean, you just see people go from, like, I don't know. They just turn into a whole different person as soon as the house music comes on. They get the moving, and it'll just be nonstop. And I mean, since I first got out here, when I would see it, it's just never changed. And that was also a big influence on the house music and me deciding to create the music that I do make.
Well, sir, you've done a good thing. I can tell you now. You know, right before COVID hit, I had opportunity to go to a day house party. And when I tell you, that energy in there was crazy. Everybody in there was like a bunch of energizer bunny. And I was like, what? I'm really getting old because I can't keep up. But, you know, I had to challenge myself and I hung in there to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So before we get out of here, I want you to tell the folks, tell my listeners how they can connect with you on social media, as well as where can they download Phage, your new project.
All right. So you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Vershawn, MRVERSHAWN. You can also go to my website, Vershawn.com, and I have merch on there for sale as well. And, you know, any other information you need. My album Phage is available on all platforms where you can stream or download music.
That's what's up. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all copy. You won't be disappointed. And thank you, Mr. Vershawn, for coming on the Smiley J Artist Zone show. I do appreciate it. Stay in touch, you know, for that next project and the video.
For sure. For
sure. Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Until next time, be well. You guys for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it. It was so much fun. And thank you to Mr. Vershawn for hanging out in the Smiley J Artist Zone. Come back. I want you back. And you guys know the rules here on the Smiley J Artist Zone. If you like what you hear, download it and add it to your playlist. Because I got Mr. Vershawn's whole CD. And the song that we featured today was Nasty. Because that song was nasty. And don't forget to drop me those comments. And remember the question of the day. Does having too much money, does it throw off your perspective? I don't know. I mean, for me, I can stand and use a few more coins. And I think my perspective will be nice and clear. But anyway, I know how to work with what I have. Money isn't everything. So let me know your thoughts. Until next time, guys, stay well, be safe, and remember to listen to good music. Your ears will thank you for it. I'm Smiley J, and I'm out of here.